as we reach quarter to six. It's 61 degrees on a Tuesday, the 15th of June, right in the smack dab in the middle of this month, 30-day month here in the month of June. And Jason Cann's on the line from jasoncann's.com. Busy author. His new book he's working on, big, huge piece called Letters to the Beloved. So, good morning.
Good morning. It is a big, huge piece, that's for sure.
Yeah, and people can check out some audio of it now, huh?
Yeah, so I started working on the audio for it. That's been an intimidating thought for me for a while, you know, whether I do it as video or whether I should do it as audio clips. And for Christmas, I had actually gotten a sound shield and so forth to kind of block out some of the background sound. And it seems to be working well. I'm actually enjoying playing with the audio and so forth. So I would love it if people would give a listen and let me know what they think.
So I know I see it on your Facebook. If they are friends of yours on Facebook, they'll have access to that. Is it at jasoncann's.com too?
Yep. There's a link also at jasoncann's.com that they can check it out. Mm-hmm. And so far what I have uploaded is the introduction, which kind of provides a 6-minute description of what I'm doing with the project. And then I also have Galatians 1 posted, and my plan, at least currently, is to have every day one chapter of the New Testament added. So today will be Galatians 2, and tomorrow Galatians 3, and so forth, kind of bouncing around the New Testament. And so,
yeah, what I've read and seen, I mean, is really good. It's again, you're not claiming this is a Bible translation, but just kind of this imagined interactive. I don't know, is it a dialogue between you and, or kind of as you'd understand the Lord kind of laying out the scriptures to you?
Yeah, so it's not a dialogue. It's as if God were writing letters to me explaining the scriptures.
Yeah.
And so the best way to phrase it, at least so far that I've thought, has been devotional commentary, you know. And so I think that's maybe the best way to capture it is I'm trying to understand God better. And commenting through the voice of God on what's going on.
Now, that's that particular description makes me think of like Sarah Young, Jesus Calling. I mean, it's sort of like she takes on, it was very popular, right? I mean, it's kind of like as if Jesus was speaking it to you. So,
yeah, you know, it's interesting. I have a copy of that and I've never read it, but it's probably along those lines from what I know of it.
Yeah.
And again, I think there's been several things over the years where people have really tried to immerse themselves in scripture and really hear what God is saying. And so I hope I've done that justice. You know, I suspect there are going to be some people who disagree. I'm hoping that it encourages even just a few people. And
yeah. So I didn't talk a whole lot yesterday. I went to this Man Alive expedition over the weekend and it was Thursday night. And one of the great things when I did talk about it about 7:15, when we recapped our weekend, I talked about the fact that, just imagine you don't use your phone at all from Thursday night until Sunday morning. So that alone was a huge deal, okay?
Well, yeah.
But then beyond that, I know you've talked a lot about men at the cross. There's women at the cross. And so I wonder how much there's, you know, similarities. Because one of the things was you would have a session about your woundedness, or, you know, and for a lot of people, as we head to Father's Day, love the fathers, but for a lot of people, men and women, the big wound is father related and not exclusively, but it's there. Right. And so, then they would send us into, it turned out to be a number of covenants of silence where you'd go for half an hour to 45 minutes with some questions to grapple with before God. And it's what I wanted it to be. You know, it was like a deep dive cleaning with, at the end, the message being, so how are you going to live? Are you going to live as a Lone Ranger? Are you going to live as, they use the term social butterfly? Or are you going to really go deep in sort of a band of brothers way? So it was really encouraging. The big thing, though, as I'm sure probably with Men at the Cross, is going forward with this, right? I mean, let this mountaintop experience change you. And I know you've been a number of times to Men at the Cross. So,
yeah. You know, and I think you're exactly right. I think, you know, you get these big emotive or emotional weekends that really charge you up. And how do you carry that forward week by week? And I think that's maybe at least in part why I've continued to go back to Men at the Cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you and I have probably talked about Stephen Curtis Chapman's song, The Mountain,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it's, I love that, where he's like, you know, there's this great mountaintop experience, but tomorrow I've got to go into the valley,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's right. I mean, we don't live at conferences. We don't live at expeditions. You know, we live day-to-day mm-hmm. life
right.
at work and with our families. And
yeah. I said that, you know, so we had campfires. We had smaller campfires on Friday night and people, you know, sharing their stories, unpacking in a deeper way. You get that connectedness. And then finally on Saturday, like everybody was around talking about how you were impacted. It was good. And you can totally see that in invitation. But I said, hey, this seems to have helped, but I haven't, you know, I haven't left the mountain yet. And so yeah. In the movie Jerry Maguire, when Renee Zellweger says, you had me at hello, you had me at Stephen. If you say Stephen Curtis Chapman's name in this five-minute conversation, you know the tune is going to get played. So what do you think the next song is?
Perfect.
Yeah, you got it. The Mountain. All right, brother.
Love
talk
it.
To you tomorrow.
Love
Jason Cairns, WWIB. Well, we got a morning show, a breakfast show.
Yes,
and
we
so,
do.
You know, you guys blessed me with some gifts on Friday, I guess. And in his absence, Caleb left a card and not one, but two bags of trail mix. And yesterday,
that's nice.
I tried one of the bags was a breakfast trail mix.
Wow.
And I'd already texted him a thank you, but I came in for an extra special thank you because, again, who knew? You know, breakfast trail mix could be so good.
It could.
How does it pair with the Mark Mocha in the morning?
Yeah, well, it pairs well with the coffee with hazelnut cream here at work. But, I mean, it's got a blend of, here it is, yogurt-flavored covered cranberries.
Yum.
Delicious.
Dried sweetened cranberries. And then this is just the compliment, right? You like the sweetness, salt, the granola, the walnuts, and the honey-glazed almonds.
So it's like the most delicious cereal in the world.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Oh, wow.
It is like that. So I just
Caleb think for the win.
Breakfast trail mix needs to do better PR because, like, this is a secret.
And I think you're doing that PR right now.
There you go.
Great Value is going to send you a bag every week for the rest of your life.
Be the change you want to see in the world, Mark.
Right. There you go. So,
well, that's great. I'm going to try to pick some up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not a big breakfast eater, and I hear, you know, if you let yourself get too hungry, then that can lead to eating more calories than uh-huh. you should. So I think that'd be a really handy way to grab a handful of
right.
something delicious.
It is. You grab the handful.
As we've been speaking about older vehicles this morning and asking how old your vehicle is and how many miles are on it on the listener line at 396-1670, I feel like the joke has been made before that was how trail mix originally came to be, is that someone just looked under the kid's car seat and was like, well, if you take out the Band-Aids.
Yeah, right.
And the dust bunnies, you could put the rest of us in the bag and sell it.
We've heard some of your vehicle cleaning stories before. Hey, Bob in Rice Lake checking in. He says he has a rust-free 2005 GMC Sierra Z71 off-road with under 80,000, 928 miles. And it's for sale, folks.
Wow.
Oh.
So, and Spire this morning.
Bob.
There you go.
Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We have for you up for grabs the Love is a Lion album from Citizen Way, Ben Calhoun and company. Fantastic project. So we'll give you that and also your choice. We're going to give you a choice today of two passes for a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas or two passes to the Crayola Experience at Mall of America. So your chance to win Crayola Experience passes or Micon movie tickets. That will be up to you. If you are the first to answer this question correctly, the average person will take 10 and a half minutes to do this. It takes the average person 10 and a half minutes to do this. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You can rule out toothbrushing because you're supposed to go 2 minutes. And
oh, man, I should,
hard,
but I don't know if
right?
I ever do.
I know.
Unless I'm distracted, like watching a game or something like that while brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
And hand washing is 20 seconds. So,
yeah.
All right.
So not tooth brushing nor hand washing. It takes the average person 10 and a half minutes to do this. 715-723-2555.
We've got our first caller. Hi.
Hi. Is it getting ready for bed?
Getting ready for bed. It is not.
Good guess.
But good guess and call us back.
Young children, the answer would be 4 hours, actually, right? So
getting ready for bed. It drags out as long as
I know.
It possibly can. 715-723-2555, Tuesday trivia this morning.
Hi, what's your guess?
Just waiting.
Just waiting. Any more specifics than that, or just waiting in general?
Just waiting in line for something.
Waiting in line for something. Sometimes I feel like stoplights take this long, too. Neither one of those is correct, but call us back, 715-723-2555.
All right.
And?
Again, we are giving away the Citizen Way album Love is a Lion and your choice of Mycon movie passes or Crayola Experience tickets.
Good morning.
Is it using the bathroom?
Using the bathroom.
Ooh, good guess. Not correct.
It's not what we're looking for, but again, some people, I don't do this, but you know, some people like take their phone in there and then It's like, takes forever. Yeah, gross.
TMI.
Hi, what's your guess?
Hey, how about taking a shower?
How about yes, you
ding,
are
ding,
correct.
Ding.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva. So amongst the three of us, Mark said that's way too long.
Me too.
Man, I think I kind of enjoy the luxury of longer showers at times. Brian, do you want to weigh in on this? 10.5 minutes, average time to take a shower. What do you think? Too long, too short, or just right?
I'm about 2.5 minutes. My wife's about 15.5 minutes.
So the average. The there
two
you
shall
go.
Become
that's
one.
Funny.
So you know what? You're just kind of giving her your spare minutes. So.
Oh, that's great. Brian, you just made the best of the week. That is going to be in the best of the week on Friday at 8:45. Congratulations. What did he win?
Brian, you win the Love is a Lion album from Citizen Way. And then your choice. Do you want to go to the movies or to Crayola Experience at Mall of America?
Let's check out the movies.
Check out the movies. There you go. Some great ones, including 12 Mighty Orphans opening at Mycon Cinemas this Friday. And let me just put in a quick plug for Mycon Cinemas as well. They are teaming up with the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. If you buy a ticket for this true story, 12 Mighty Orphans, which opens this Friday in Chippewa, you also will get a complimentary ticket to see the kids from Wisconsin at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And that's 36 of the most talented youth performers in the state. So
that's
pretty cool.
Cool.
Brian, we're going to send you the movies. Thanks so much for calling in on the WIB Wake Up Show Tuesday Trivia this morning.
All right, sounds great. Take care.
We have a biblical story set in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. How about that?
That is super cool.
Over the weekend, reading some from the Cape Cod Times. Here's the story. A little before 8 a.m. on Friday, veteran lobster diver Michael Packard entered the water for his second dive of the day. He was surrounded by a fleet of fishing boats catching striped bass. The water temperature was a balmy 60 degrees, the visibility about 20 feet. Now, licensed commercial lobster divers, the Cape Cod Times explains, literally pluck lobsters off the sandy bottom of the ocean. And as Mr. Packard, age 56, dove down Friday morning, he saw schools of sand lances and stripers and bass swimming by. The ocean food chain was in full evidence, but little did he know that he was about to become part of that food chain. In something truly biblical, Michael was swallowed whole by a humpback whale.
Wow.
Here's his actual commentary.
Just hard stuff all around me, like, and I just thought, did I just get eaten by a white shark? And then I said, no, I don't feel any teeth. And I said, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale.
I mean, Jonah was in the belly of a big fish. Whether it was a whale is debatable, but still, Michael and Jonah now have something in common.
And that's possible. The humpback whale is a huge whale. It's more than able to swallow a man. So that's
how did he get out?
Well, so he was outfitted with scuba gear. He says he struggled. The whale began shaking its head. He estimated he was in the whale for 30 to 40 seconds before the whale finally surfaced. And he said, I saw light. He started throwing his head side to side. And the next thing I knew, I was outside back in the water.
Aww.
So it seems it spat him out. Also, pretty familiar. Not sure if he went to Nineveh next. That's a little bit of a trip from Cape Cod.
Wow.
Yeah, there. I just see here that the humpback whale is known as the gentle giant of the whale world. So if you're going to get swallowed by a whale, that's the one.
Here's the thing. It can still be a gentle giant accidentally swallow somebody. Have you ever eaten something you're like, oh, that wasn't food?
Yeah.
So I don't blame the whale here. It's just moseying along.
Wow, that's really interesting.
How does this change the life of Michael Packard? I mean, from this point on, the celebrity tour, the book, I mean,
right?
The movie.
The Christian conversion,
he's
hopefully.
Become a motivational speaker. Are you in the belly of a whale? You need to get yourself out.
I know.
TED Talk.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, a very special couple with a anniversary today, Caleb.
Yes, my mom and dad are celebrating 36 years of wedded bliss today.
Yay. Best decision they ever made, in my opinion.
And 9 kids later and 36 years later, here they are. So congratulations to
them.
Happy
anniversary, Mom.
Happy anniversary.
Wow, this is a love song we had from our wedding from Jeff Moore in the Distance. So this goes out to that wonderful couple this morning. If you could see what I see, WWIB, 69 degrees. Good morning. All right, we've heard about the worker shortage. We know that the Republicans in the state legislature passed a bill in terms of unemployment benefits that they want to remove that $300 weekly federal benefit. Governor Evers hinting over the weekend, as we had in our news yesterday, he's probably going to veto that. But, you know, it's just had a birthday a few days ago, and so was even after that taking advantage of a local larger burger joint that was like, hey, you know, we'd be glad to give you a free burger anytime this month, the month of your birthday.
I'm a like, dine-in place?
Good for that. Right. And, and that was the deal, the dine-in. So I was excited to use it yesterday. And my daughter Grace and I headed out on a date. We don't do it that often, but we moved in that direction. And I was surprised by how few cars were in this parking lot because it's usually pretty well packed. I'm like a little bit puzzled. And lo and behold, they had a sign on the door that said, we apologize, but due to a shortage of workers, we cannot serve inside. However, you can order to go, which is what we did. We had a nice dad-daughter picnic.
Sure.
But it really called to my mind, like, this is, and they said, we're working on it. But I'm like, I'm just feeling for these businesses and this worker shortage.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to me in the drive-thru up in Rice Lake. Was going by just a fast food place and thought, hey, we'll just grab the kids some ice cream. And, they had closed 2 hours early, and there were signs on the fast food in front of the speaker saying, we apologize, but worker shortage, and so we're closing again a couple hours earlier. And then we actually just ended up going to Culver's, which was way better anyway. But, I mean, and I think about, again, we've got good friends, our sponsors of June Dairy Month, Culver's. They're looking to hire right now, great wages and great flexibility. And so many of these places are very much wanting to hire. I mean, there's no lack of positions available. It's just trying to match them up with people who want them, I guess.
Right. And I think back in the day, being a waiter, that was a occupation. And somehow our society looks at restaurant work or fast food work as maybe not your vocation or your calling. Now I think wages are going up. The demand is there. It is a very wonderful job where you can really bless people every day, fulfill a need. I don't know. I mean, so many times I hear that Culver's ad and I'm like, I would love to work at Culver's, but that's like the fox guarding the hen house. So I'm not going to go work at Culver's.
Well, we've got two in our house that are now working at Caribou. And so that's our...
Yeah, that's your contribution.
Yeah, and again, too, I mean, and it's, I know my younger brother Elijah just got his first job up at Marketplace Foods, the grocery store. Shout out to them. So, and it just, it seems like kind of that rite of passage. And maybe, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it's a little bit different now, too. But it seems like, you know, and I know my younger brother Will, he just can't wait till he's old enough to be able to get his first job. It's, you get that job, especially during the summer, you earn some spending money, some more independence when you can drive yourself. And so maybe, I don't know if it's a little different now, but I know a lot of these places would love to hire your teen if they're looking for a job in the summer.
There you go. Absolutely. So take advantage of that Culver's or wherever, as long as you're mentioning that. Michael just had his first day at festival.
Well done. Great local company.
And if anyone knows of a restaurant that doesn't serve delicious food, maybe I could work there.
We want you right here Monday through Friday at WWIB, a part of the WIB Wake Up Show. You can't have her.